You can't see me.
Hi, Allie. Is everybody here? Do we make quorum?
We do have quorum.
Okay. If you like, I think we can go ahead and start.
Great, I'll pull up the agenda.
Okay. Hey everyone, hi everyone. It's Elaine, council member. If you wanna go ahead and start the meeting at 3:04. We get a roll call for introductions.
Everybody, I'm Ron Hernandez, committee member.
Hi, Zachary Davenport, committee member.
Gwen Smith, community member.
Anyone else?
Sorry, I was on mute. John Paul Soto, council member.
We have Allie Cohn, council staff.
Kara, council staff.
Melina Clark, council staff.
Okay. All right, why don't we go ahead and review and approve April 12th of agenda. Okay, guys, without hearing any, go ahead and approve the agenda for today. And then the minutes from last March 10th. Okay, I'll go ahead and then approve of the minutes from March 8th. Hearing no no's. Let's go to announcement. Anybody have an announcement? Welcome, Caesar. I see you.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
It's okay. I was a little late too. All right, guys, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather because I got the fourth vaccine, so you know how that feels like. Ugh. Makes it feel glue. But welcome, everybody. Without any announcements, let's go to public comments. Well, I don't believe we have any public today. Okay, hearing none. Let's go to substance use services.
I'm not sure that's the right agenda.
I don't know. I was like, wait a minute. All right, what's on that?
That might be council affairs.
Agenda in the last email.
Yeah, that was from the last email. So I'm sorry.
Here, I can share my screen too if you want to reference that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this looks a little bit. So we got council members attendance report, any council applications also? Do we have any of those today?
Nope, it's a blank slate there.
Yeah,
no we have nothing to discuss in this item.
Right. You guys, it's gonna be a very short meeting. All right. How about the
demographic? No problemo.
Hey Mark, how about any demographic information updates?
Yeah, I can go over that.
Okay.
Pull up Aries first. So this reflects two resignations from Mike and Jesse. So now our total number that we're seeing, oh, I'm on the wrong one. There we go. So the total number that we're looking at is 27. That's 6 non-aligned consumers. No substantive changes to our target areas, but I mean, our numbers continue to be quite low. Any questions about this?
Any comments, anybody? Just know that we have to work really hard now.
All right, I'll pull up Epi next.
Okay. What's the Yeah, I'm still going on a black screen.
There you go. Epi, same picture.
Okay.
Any questions about our either demographic report? All right.
Okay, I just saw Ed. Hi, Ed. Oh. And let's see what else we have today. Council recruitment.
So I wonder if we could just check in with last month's meeting, there was definitely a discussion around the different areas of potential recruitment. One area, of course, is with our upcoming needs assessments and focus groups, a wonderful area where we've gotten great council members. But the other area was in council members, you all, and the rest of the council. Of course, I guess I'd just like to pose a question to the group. Have any of you started, looking at your own networks yet, as we discussed last month, to see if there are any potential clients, service providers, fellow government reps who might be able to join? Have any of you done any of that work?
It's good you say that, because right now I've noticed that a lot of the network that used to do is now coming back online.
Yep.
So hopefully when the groups that I used to go to come back in person, then I could do that as much as
okay.
I can. Yeah. But I was also thinking that have we ever in our history had a volunteer, a council member, to go to forums and community meetings?
Always. We have always welcomed our council members to come to our COLAs. Not necessarily our needs assessments, so they're a bit more, that's a different kind of process. You know, the needs assessments do have some groups, but it's basically a lot of one-on-one interviews as well and surveys, but our COLAs are always groups, and we always want, ideally, a council member with us. We don't always get that. But, you know, for example, in our two focus areas for COLAs that were determined, one with the Linkage Center and the other with long-term survivors, we will need to have a council member with us with the Linkage Center just to facilitate access. And for the long-term survivors, the group thought of a couple different groups that actually include already council members. So yeah, Ron, absolutely. We also, you know, if there are groups that you are a part of or will become a part of and you would like me or any other council staff member to come with you to provide a brief overview of the council work and to certainly send out, you know, transmit an offer for folks in there if they're interested to connect with us, we do that too.
So you wouldn't have any trouble with someone just sitting in a public meeting, like a community forum of some type, or, you know, and just sit there and then see who's that person that has that sparkle, person who has that need to be part of another council.
As long as that person who's just sitting in to observe for sparkles is willing to introduce themselves as a council member, yeah, they can actually just, they don't need to be a part of the COLA, but it's great to have visibility, right?
What always work, and maybe this may work for you guys too as well, is that when you go to like a public forum, when you gather one, which helped us a lot, is maybe get like maybe two, maybe a female and a male, maybe somebody from prevention and then one that's non, and just kind of give them a little brief and how it feels like to be a part of the council, just a small one, just like an introduction, and then, you know, kind of put out some little pictures like flyers out there or something that say we are now accepting applications for the council. And like I said, have somebody just briefly how they feel about being on the council.
100%. Has anyone else besides Ron thought about this or done any kind of networking or reached out to their colleagues?
I actually am starting conversations with my Chile mentoree on possibly joining
the Yay! Council. We want Chile mentees, absolutely.
Yes.
So did send out the information.